GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. Live from Blueberry Broadcasting, a Maine-owned company. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We want to make the most of our time with the spin doctors this morning on the radio. George, the Republican operative with ties to the state of Maine, Brent Littlefield, he's on line one. You welcome him back to our program, sir.
Morning.
Morning.
And also to John Wadsworth, the Democratic operative. John, it's good to have you back to GHRT.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're okay. Could we start in L.A., National Guard, and now Marines? The president thinking that the governor's California's governor couldn't handle it by themselves. Some people saying that they are just peaceful protests. Others saying that's far from peaceful. John, what is going on?
Listen, these have been pretty peaceful protests. There's been some body vandalism. The city is not burning. There are not riots happening. But Trump wants to keep escalating because this is a TV show for him, and he gets to claim, look what I'm doing. They're literally, the most we have seen is 2,000 people. He has called out 5,000 various federal troops. And state National Guard members. He is escalating because this is how you grab power. You claim everything's going wrong, then only you can fix it. He's going to be sued by the state of California because you're not supposed to be able to take the state guard. That's the power of the governor. Of course, he's calling for the governor to be arrested. That's nothing new. And what's amazing is this is actually less of an incident than we saw on January 6th, where he pardoned all of those guys. So, I don't know. Make what you want of it, guys, but he's basically turned this into his own personal TV show.
Brent, how do you view what is going on in L.A.?
How I view it is how it's being reported by people that are nonpartisan. I read a pretty insightful article this morning from the Free Press. Many people may know that that's a media company not started by Republican activists or conservative-leaning journalists, actually left-leaning journalists, the former editorial page editor of the New York Times. And they reported that the Los Angeles police were just not arresting people. In fact, I saw a note the other day that I guess only 50 people have been arrested since this thing started. And you have people that are looting stores. So these are, in many cases, small business owners that have struggled to try to open up stores in rough areas. Their stores are being looted. Their stores are being burned. You have graffiti all over federal buildings and city buildings. You have cars being burned in the streets. And you have large rocks being thrown at the Los Angeles County Police. And then what are they doing? They're not arresting anybody. So if you don't want a spectacle from any U.S. president or federal troops coming in to guard federal buildings, the easiest way to solve that problem is to not have a riot in the first place. The easiest way to not have a riot is when you have people that are spray painting things or burning cars or destroying buildings or destroying businesses to arrest them, which apparently they're not doing. So that would have been the easiest way to stop this from happening. There would be no quote-unquote escalation because the criminals would actually be arrested and being, right now they'd actually be in court. We should be hearing yesterday and today about court cases all across Los Angeles, spread out the work where judges are putting these people in jail for the crimes that they committed. But that's not what we're hearing about. We're having to hear about more rocks being thrown, more people being affected. And meanwhile, we have these images from every major media company in the country, including very far left media companies, with large numbers, not one or two or three, but large numbers of people running around in the middle of this chaos while they're throwing rocks with their faces covered with masks. That's the first thing. And the second thing is carrying flags of foreign nations. It's crazy. So you don't want this law enforcement stuff to happen from D.C. Enforce your own laws locally, protect the property, protect people.
Well, we're going to hear a lot of legal talk, and we're going to hear a lot of lawsuits coming up, mainly because of the use of federal troops. And even gives us a chance to practice our Latin when we start using terms like posse comitatus, which is a federal law that prohibits the use of military to unless authorized by the Constitution or an act of Congress to do police work. John, that and the so-called Insurrection Act, that's going to be in the courts a lot and quickly.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, he's going to be claiming. See, what you just heard was hyperbole from Brent. The city's not burning. Again, they outnumber protesters 2-1. You get a handful of them being jackasses and the rest of them just protesting. Who cares if they're carrying foreign flags? There's nothing illegal about that. But they've been very trigger happy with the rubber bullets. And we have video of a reporter just standing there talking into a camera and a guy just whips around and shoots her with a rubber bullet. This has just been poorly handled on all ends. And Trump wants to claim that the city's burning and he's got to send in the troops, which is what he's wanted to do forever. Well, unless they're attacking the Capitol in his name, then he pardons them. But otherwise, he wants to claim that the world is burning and that he needs to send in the troops, which is pretty much what every dictator has ever done when they want to claim power. This is a power grab, everyone. It's very isolated. It's not in bad neighborhoods, as Brent just claimed. It's actually downtown. It's all in about a 2.5-block radius. I've spoken to several people who are in L.A. It's very localized. And it's a 2,000-person protest. That's 10% of the people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, where we had 140 officers injured in one day. We've had several days of this. We haven't had a single officer injured in Los Angeles. This is the the hypocrisy we see in this administration, the Republican Party. They're willing to do whatever they want if it's for their side.
Brent, I know that you probably spent a lot more time in Los Angeles than I have, although I've spent some. It's an odd situation where you have about 25,000 people who show up and stand around every day looking for a job. And I guess they get a job, and particularly in the absence of workers. They're mostly Latinos, and that's where a lot of the problem seems to be focused.
Well, that's actually true. And for full disclosure, actually, I know L.A. pretty well. I may have grown up in literally the woods of northern Maine, up around Lincoln and Wynn, and a house back in the woods. But my wife is actually born and raised and from Los Angeles. So we go back to see her family moderately regularly. So I actually know the city, and I really should say county because it's ginormous, pretty well. Look, this place is a mess. Los Angeles is a mess. People can say it's not, but it is. You know, for a while, you had unregulated housing issues with people just randomly all over the place, living in tents and then living in campers and parking lots, graffiti everywhere. Again, this is, I already said it this morning, if you don't want to have this action, you know, if picking sides, if this is supposedly a sides thing, and my side is not people burning cars and not spray painting buildings and not looting businesses and not carrying foreign flags while committing acts of violence, I'm happy to be on that side. That's the side I'll be on. And, you know, the solution to this would be to have the Los Angeles police arrest these people. Then you would, if supposedly this is a peaceful protest, let's arrest every single person that makes it not a peaceful protest, and then you've solved the problem. So, and this is the same, you know, picking and choosing that we've seen in the past. Look, we had an occupation that took place up in the Pacific Northwest a couple years ago. I mean, this is stuff is out of control, and there shouldn't be people covering their face with masks running around committing acts of violence. Cover your face with a mask, and you throw a stone at somebody, any human, whether a law enforcement officer or not, or arrest that person, and because they try to commit an act of violence, they end up killing somebody, and then you don't have a problem. So that's how you solve the problem. You actually enforce the law.
Does this mean you disagree with the pardons of the January 6th rioters?
The January 6th rioters, a lot of them were serving terms already. Maybe these people should serve some terms.
But they were pardoned.
Maybe
but all of them were pardoned by
Trump.
That's it. Do you disagree?
Again,
you
can
disagree
enforce the law.
With the pardons?
Force the law.
I'd love to enforce the law, but Trump pardoned them. Do you believe they should have been pardoned? Do you disagree with the pardons?
We're, A listener wants us
140 officers. 140 officers were injured, some of them beaten with flagpoles by rioters who were also wearing masks and costumes. Do you believe that they should have been pardoned, Brent?
I've already addressed this multiple times in the show. Again,
if
you're trying to defend the people and what they're doing in Los Angeles, I've already addressed this multiple times in the show.
I'm wondering why they would repeat political violence.
If you're defending
LA
political violence in Los Angeles, that's the problem we have.
No.
You just said there's sides.
Okay.
You said there are sides. So we're picking sides, and if the side is on the side of nonviolence, that's me. If the side is on the side of not flying foreign flags, that's me.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I'm happy to pick the capital on January 6th was a perfectly reasonable thing and pardoned all of them. Do you agree with those pardons?
I've already addressed that.
Yes or no?
Again,
okay.
But Lord, you never addressed it. Do you agree with the pardon? Yes or no?
I already said that I oppose violence. I've said it repeatedly, but now you're backing violence
in
Los Angeles.
This is a great place to be.
That the Democrat Party backs violence in Los Angeles.
Do you agree with the pardons? Did you agree with the pardons?
Brent,
already said I'm against political violence.
Okay.
No, I didn't ask about political violence. I asked about the pardons.
We have the Democrat Party saying you're picking sides.
Right. I know you don't want to answer. You don't want to piss off your overlords, but answer.
Okay.
How hard is it to answer a question? Do you agree with the January 6th
I have already answered. This is where we're at.
You said you don't like political violence.
Throwing stones.
I didn't ask about
burning
political violence.
Okay, guys.
I asked about the pardons.
All right, guys. I'm going to pivot us away to the next issue, please. And I'm going to set aside the questions from listeners about. I'm just going to move on. The other issue that we wanted to talk of was, and I'll pivot to the one, John, that you wanted to speak of, the breakup between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, the most richest man in the world, arguably the most powerful man in the world, and the breakup. And some people were eating popcorn, watching the drama. John, I'll ask you to start with this one. What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Well, let's see. You got Musk has now stated that Trump is on the Epstein list, and Trump has said that Musk is a drug user. And the real question is, if those were true, why on earth would Musk have put $250 million into an Epstein list guy? And why did Trump turn the entire government over to a massive ketamine user, if their statements are correct? That's different. But the real question I have here is, Brent, do you support the pardons of January 6th rioters?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to do this for the next 6 months until you answer the question, dude.
Brent, I'll leave it to you to either address John's question, or I will ask you what you are hearing and seeing concerning the topic of Elon Musk and Donald Trump and their
followers. I've already answered the question that I'm against political violence. I've said it repeatedly.
You've never answered the question about the pardon.
So now, by the way, I'm also against the political violence in Los Angeles with John Wadsworth defending. John Wadsworth is defending the violence that's happening in Los Angeles.
Would you lock them up with the January 6th rioters? Would you have left the January 6th rioters locked up? Or do you support the pardon? The pardon came after the violence, not asking about the violence. Never thought you supported violence. Question is, do you support pardoning them?
So you're opposed to the violence in Los Angeles, which is what we were talking about.
Always been opposed to the violence, Brent, and I certainly wouldn't pardon them. Do you support the pardons?
Do you support arresting the people that are committing violence in Los Angeles?
Yes. We arrested the people in D.C. We're arresting them in L.A.
We're in agreement there shouldn't be political violence.
Do you support
that if somebody breaks and enters the building, they should be held accountable for it?
Okay, they're...
So, when people burn courthouses in summer protests several years ago, they should be prosecuted. When they kill security guards at federal courthouses, they should have been prosecuted, which they weren't.
Yes.
When buildings are burned, stores are looted, they should be prosecuted, which they weren't.
The January 6th pardons?
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.